The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we're coming to you from Dublin Zoo live this morning as part of our summer tour, with thanks to ESB's 1,600 EV chargers across Ireland, giving you the freedom to go further. And Henry McKean, he drives electric, of course. He arrived here early and went out first thing with zookeepers and met the red pandas, sea lions and the penguins just as Dublin Zoo opened its doors to the public.
Hi, I'm Eddie O'Brien. I'm one of the team leaders here at Dublin Zoo.
Eddie, how many years have you been a zookeeper?
Well, basically working here at the zoo only 40 years now.
40 years?
It's hard to believe.
Since 1985?
Basically, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing.
And you were a schoolboy when you started?
I was a schoolboy. I was actually a pony boy here in the zoo. So that's how I started my career here in the zoo. My parents are from the Phoenix Park. They were reared in the Phoenix Park. So that's how I got a connection with the zoo. And then I got an opportunity then to become a pony boy in the Pets Corner at the time.
And the zoo has seen so many changes since then. It's now a habitat.
Basically, yeah, there's amazing changes over the years. You know, it's been, you know, we've come to nearly closure to what we are now, to an absolute fabulous zoo and a world-known zoo as well, because people all around the world come visit us to see what we're doing and to see what changes they can make in their zoo. So it's fantastic.
It's so lush at the moment because this summer's a bit of everything.
Yeah.
And because of that, the plantations are out. The dinosaurs are here too. We're going for a tour. We're going for a kind of sneak peek, basically walkabout. What are we looking for?
Well, as a team leader, I have to make sure that the animals are being looked after properly. I have a team of staff that look after them very, very well. So what we're going to do is just go around, just double check everything's okay. We have a couple of birds who have given birth to chicks. The chicks have hatched.
Wow.
So we're just going to check on them and see how they're progressing and make sure they're all okay.
So we're just walking into their habitat now, and we're looking through into their area. What are we looking at?
So this is our Waldrop ibis habitat. This is an amazing an exhibit of birds. These birds have been extinct in the wild in Europe. They're only found in Morocco at the moment, and there's only about 500 of them left in the wild. So at the moment we have 3 chicks in this habitat at the moment, which is amazing.
So there's chicks, so we're going to go and have a look in here. The chicks, I think, are they just up there?
Yeah,
are they being hidden
straight
by their parents?
Front of us, the parents are sitting down on them because it's a bit chilly this morning, and they're just keeping them nice and warm. And what they'll do then, the keepers are going to come in now in a few minutes, put food in. Food will be brought in, which is minced meat, because they're meat eaters. They take the meat and then they go up and then they feed their chicks. So there's two nests, one chick in one and then two in another.
We've just stumbled on some more absolute beauty here. That noise behind us is that's a dinosaur, but I thought they were extinct.
No, there's still a few hanging around,
in the bushes.
So it's great.
So we've got some beautiful, beautiful animals. They've come to say hello. Hello this morning. Who do we have here?
Now, these are our Californian sea lions. These are our 3 girls. It's an amazing habitat. As you see, the white thing in the water as well is salt. So that's actually seawater they're in, which is natural to them. So it's amazing to see that. Again, a big expenditure went into building a plantation or a filtration system that can adapt for salt water for our sea lions instead of keeping them fresh water. We have salt water, which is amazing.
And they are quite friendly. They've just come up to say hello. Are they looking for some food?
They possibly are. The keepers have fed them already. So I might go in the back and might meet Louise, who had fed them. And they're happy enough swimming around. They're doing a bit of exercise. They'd be like going for a morning swim, freshen ourselves up for the day. So that's what they're doing at the moment.
My name is Dara, and I've been working here at Dublin Zoo for 12 years now.
12 years?
12 years. I started when I was just 19. My first real job. I started off in the front gate, then picking up rubbish on the grounds, and then got onto the animal care team. So I work on the far side now, so primates and carnivores.
So you're about to feed some animals, and we've got a box full of food here.
It's a box full of, some hearts, some beef heart.
Beautiful.
So it's all chopped up. We do our morning checks in the morning just to make sure all our cats are alive, our perimeters are all in check, fences are all okay, so no cats are going to escape.
So hang on a second, when you say cats, you don't mean pussy cats, you
no,
mean tigers?
No, I mean the big ones that will eat you, yeah. So the tigers, so myself and John look after the tigers, wolves, snow leopard, Chinese dole and our Asian lions.
And so, you're going to go into them now and feed them?
We'll go in, check Max is alive, make sure he's all okay. Like I said, check our fence lines. And if Max is in the house, to get him outside, we'll usually do a bit of encouraging. And he's quite food orientated, so the heart chunks usually get him moving.
My name is Tara O'Brien. I'm one of the keepers here, and today I am looking after the red pandas. So we've got 5 red pandas here in Dublin Zoo, and we've got a beautiful enclosure. It was only built a couple of years ago, so we're very, very lucky. In one enclosure, we've got our breeding pair. So we've got a male and a female. We've got Jinpa and Rua. And then in our other habitat, we've got three females who are cohabiting.
And they are so cute. I'm looking at a red panda here. An amazing fur coat.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. They're native to the Himalayas, so they have this incredibly dense coat that helps keep the heat in. Basically, they're perfectly adapted to living in that kind of environment.
Do you love what you do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the best job in the world.
And, you know, did you always want to be a zookeeper?
I was always inclined to work with animals, not maybe necessarily as a zookeeper. I think it's such an obscure job that it probably doesn't occur to a lot of people. But yeah, just kind of through working with animals and working in conservation, I think that was always going to be the path. And then I ended up working here and I can't imagine doing anything else. It's incredible.
Eddie, we're looking at the red panda here. Very, very cute, right in front of us.
Very, very cute animal, yeah. Tara's actually here with us as well, so she's doing a bit of training with her, with Jasmine. This is our eldest female panda. She's 16 years old. So what Tara's doing is just encouraging her to come down to her to check on her, make sure everything's okay. So this is a good visual to see that she's okay, there's no injury or anything wrong with her. And then part of the training is where we weigh them. So we keep an eye on their weights, make sure the weights are doing okay, that they're not losing too much weight. If they're losing too much weight, there's an issue. So we then let the vet know, and then we might have to do a catch-up and do health checks on them then as well. So this is all a very important part of the morning routine.
Hi, my name is Louise McDermott and I'm one of the keepers looking after the Humboldt penguins at Dublin Zoo.
And the penguins are absolutely beautiful. What are they eating today?
They just finished their breakfast, so they eat sprat, which is just a small member of the herring family. So we go through probably about 5 or 6 kilograms of fish per day between two feeds. We've got three chicks at the moment, so their parents are eating a lot of extra food because it's the parents who are feeding the chicks. The penguins especially, they all have their own little personalities, so you have a little community in there. Each personality is unique, so you kind of have to fall in love with them, the good, the bad and the ugly. They all have personal identification marks on their chest anyway. They have a spot pattern. We also give them a band on their wing, an individual colour, so that's two ways of identifying them. But then you know by their personalities, who's chasing you, who's trying to bite you, you know who it is.
And this one that's come to look at us, who's that?
That looks like Phoebe. I think that's a yellow ring.
Oh, hello, Phoebe. So they are quite inquisitive.
Yeah, they're a bit full now since we finished their breakfast, but they all kind of have little nest sites, and whether there's eggs there or not, they're still territorial. So after they're finished, they'll go back just to kind of defend their nest sites.
My name is Anthony. I'm one of the senior keepers here in the orangutans in Dublin Zoo, and I've been working here for nearly 17 years.
They really are beautiful animals. They're our brothers and sisters, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. One of our closest living relatives. They share 96% of their DNA with us. Chimpanzees will be our closest, but still very very familiar to us and very very similar looking in ways.
And you lost a orangutan that was a part of the Dublin Zoo family and story for decades.
Yeah, absolutely. We lost two. We lost Sibyl last February, a very iconic male that was here. Everyone, even our visitors, loved him. He was known very well. He was here for a very long time. My grandfather actually brought him to the zoo back in the early 80s.
Wow.
And brought his partner that we also lost as well, Leonie, this year. Both old age. Sibyl was 44, going on 45 when he passed away. Age-related health issues just at the end of his life, you know, like ourselves.
So 44 for an orangutan is a good life.
It will be, yeah, especially in the wild now. But like ourselves, as they get older, they're quite prone to heart issues and breeding issues as well. But 44, 45 now would be a good age. They have been known to live up into their 60s in zoo care. But yeah, he would have been a good age now. Yeah, a big loss for the zoo. We're still sort of reeling from it, and it's over a year later. You know, he was such an iconic animal.
Because you do grow an attachment to them, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Your family.
Yeah, they're like your second family, you know. It's why we do the job, you know. Some days we're in here longer, you know, long days if they're ill or not well. Some days you see them more than your own family, you know. So they are essentially your second family. Yeah, so Sibyl, he was a gentle giant and, you know, two characters, him and Leonie, very iconic animals with the zoo. You know, very important to all of us.
What do you love about the zoo?
The primates. The gorillas, the most intelligent creatures on this earth, I think. You know, and I just love coming here because I was a child coming here, like from, I think, the 80s. My auntie always brought me here. And the first experience I got of a Dublin Zoo was, I was only a kid, I had something sucking in my mouth and something jumped on me there. And it was a monkey.
So you love the primates?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's good for autistic kids as well.
What do you like about the zoo?
I like the animals.
And have you seen any animals yet?
Yeah, I saw a dog, some baby gorillas, some fox. I haven't seen a fox yet.
You're looking for the fox?
Yeah. I like the animals, and I like the foxes too.
I like the zoo because it has animals.
The monkeys have really big bumps, and I think they should wear some underwear.
I like the chimpanzini bananini.
I like the zoo because they have red pandas.
And you like the red pandas?
Yeah.
They are pretty cute, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, Eddie, the kids are here. They're quite excited about the lion.
Yeah, you know, this is a very popular area of the zoo again, you know, so it's just near the front gate, so they're all just arriving and all excited to do a trip to the zoo, the old school trip again, which is great to see, yeah.
The old school trip, great to get to the zoo for a trip. I remember we were sent to see the head of Blessed Oliver Plunkett on our school trip. Not quite as enjoyable, I have to say, as the trip to the zoo. That was Henry McKean with zookeepers, including Eddie O'Brien, who celebrates 40 years being a zookeeper this year at Dublin Zoo.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.